Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the Freeform Show, where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. So tonight's episode is going to be stylistically all over the map, with some early country and rock and roll, a little doo-wop, Cajun, and R&B, some New York art rock, and eventually some British psychedelia and progressive rock. Some of the artists are obscure, and some are as big as they get, but it all links together, and as always, I'll jump in a couple times to let you know how the songs connect. So I'll start off with one of the big names, but with a couple songs that were released well before he became one of the defining voices of the outlaw country movement of the 70s. This is Waylon Jennings with Just to Satisfy You.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. How many hearts must break? How many will it take just to satisfy you? Just to satisfy you. Another love, another fool to play your game. Another love, another fool, they're all the same. Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Don't be surprised if that someone is you. You're gonna find when it's too late a heart that just won't break just to satisfy you. Just to satisfy you. You're gonna find when it's too late a heart that just won't break just to satisfy you. 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 Just to satisfy.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Tell mama
The Velvet Underground with Oh Sweet Nothing. And I started the show off tonight with a pair of early tracks by Waylon Jennings. First up was the 1964 single version of Just to Satisfy You, a track that Waylon co-wrote with Don Bowman. And second was an old Cajun track called Jolie Blonde, which was Waylon's very first record that he ever released. It came out in 1959 when Waylon was a collaborator with Buddy Holly, and that single features Holly on guitar as well as King Curtis on saxophone. Then you heard Buddy Holly and King Curtis again playing the track Reminiscing. That was first released under Buddy Holly's name as the title track of his 1963 posthumous album, but I focused on King Curtis for a few more tracks. He seemed to know everybody. He went to high school with Ornette Coleman, did sessions with Duane Allman and Jimi Hendrix, and played with everyone from Aretha Franklin and Donny Hathaway to John Lennon and NRBQ. So next you heard the track Hello Sunshine that King Curtis co-wrote with Ronnie Miller. And that version was recorded in 1967, but as far as I can tell, it wasn't released until being included on a compilation from 1987. Though it definitely was the template for separate versions that Wilson Pickett and Aretha Franklin put out in 1968. And speaking of Aretha, you heard her version of Gentle on My Mind next with King Curtis on saxophone, and that comes from her 1969 album called Soul 69. After that was one more track featuring King Curtis. It was the doo-wop group called The Jades with their track So Blue, which was the B-side of a single released in 1958. And the co-writer and guitarist on that track is credited as Lewis Reed, though he became a lot famous later on, known as just Lou Reed. So we stayed in the world of Lou Reed for the rest of the set. Before he started the Velvet Underground, he was a staff writer for a budget label called Pickwick Records, and you heard one of the songs that he co-wrote for that label next. It was Tell Mama Not to Cry by Roberta Williams, which was released as a single in 1965. And then the Velvet Underground closed out the set with Oh Sweet Nothing from their 1970 album Loaded. And I'll have a little bit more Lou Reed for you before spinning off in a totally different direction right after this short break.
Sullivan County's social host law, Jared's Law, makes it illegal for anyone 18 or older to provide alcohol or cannabis to minors. Named for a local teen killed in a drunk driving accident, Jared's Law ensures that adults are held accountable, with penalties including fines and even jail time. Parents and guardians are still the number one deterrent to underage substance use, and Jared's Law helps keep our kids safe. Paid for by Catholic Charities.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. This week we have food and feelings with Jarell Guy's new cookbook that helps us take care of ourselves when we need a boost. Also, food writer Bea Wilson sheds light on the emotional lives of kitchen tools. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
This week, This Old House Radio Hour and Marketplace Morning Report present Building Tomorrow, a special episode exploring how homes are being reimagined for the next 100 years.
We destroy all these buildings, literally burn them down or throw a Category 3 hurricane at them so that we can figure out how to make them better.
That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Sunday morning at 7 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. So before the break, I mentioned that Lou Reed was an in-house writer for Pickwick Records before he started the Velvet Underground. Here's another one of those tracks that he co-wrote for that label. This is Ronnie Dickerson with Oh No, Don't Do It.
Oh, no, don't. to her since she was a baby. Keep saying no to her, not even maybe. Why? You say there's a limit there, but she can't go past that. She don't believe you, she don't think that's where it's at. Why? You say she can't change that. That's the way you've always done it. She don't care about that. She thinks you're just begun. Why? We'll be right back.
That was Keith West and an all-star backing band with On a Saturday. And starting off the back half of the show tonight was Ronnie Dickerson with the 1964 track Oh No, Don't Do It, which is one of many songs co-written by Lou Reed when he was an in-house writer for Pickwick Records. After that was The Velvet Underground with What Goes On from their 1969 self-titled album. And that was followed by the Lou Reed solo track called I Can't Stand It from his 1972 debut self-titled album. That record has been vastly overshadowed by Transformer, his follow-up record that came out just later that year, but there's still some good stuff on that self-titled one too. So he used British session musicians on that album, including the guitarist Steve Howe. And I stuck with him through the rest of the set. You heard him again next playing on the track Why by the band Tomorrow, who were one of the first psychedelic British rock bands along with the early version of Pink Floyd. And that track was written by Roger McGuinn and David Crosby for the Byrds, and it was the B-side to their 8 Miles High single. Tomorrow's version was recorded in 1967, but not released until a 1999 deluxe reissue of their debut album. And the singer for the band Tomorrow is named Keith West. And when Tomorrow disbanded, he and Steve Howe recorded a few songs with a couple other heavyweights of the scene. Ron Wood was on bass, later of The Faces and The Rolling Stones, and Ainsley Dunbar was on drums, later of David Bowie and Lou Reed, among many, many others. And they put out a single under Keith's name called On a Saturday in 1968, and that track closed out the set. And I'll end with Steve Howe's most famous association, as the guitar player for Yes. Here they are with And You and I from their 1972 album Close to the Edge. All right, thank you for listening. If you want to reach me, I'm at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Okay. Saint teacher, be there, reminded of the rhyme. in to enter you.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union, where food, creativity, and small business meet in the heart of Narrowsburg. With a cafe serving weekend breakfast and lunch, locally made goods at Catskills Curated, and multiple spaces to work and gather. NarrowsburgUnion.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. Information and schedule at CalicoonTheater.com. And from listeners like you.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, reporter Julie K. Brown on the millions of files the government released on Jeffrey Epstein.
I think in some ways this raises more questions and makes the public more distrustful. It was supposed to be an act of transparency, and I don't see it as that, quite frankly.
Julie K. Brown on the Epstein files and what Donald Trump knew. Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
With dangerously cold temperatures in the forecast, warming centers are open across our region to provide a safe, heated place for anyone who needs it. Locations are available at Sullivan, Ulster, and Orange counties, as well as Pike County in Pennsylvania. If you or someone you know needs a warm place to go, you can find a full list of locations and hours at wjffradio.org. Radio Catskill, keeping our neighbors connected.